Okay.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Wilson, and she's a historian interested in lots of different things. And good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, LaVon.
You are interested in a lot of things, and I know there's going to be a lot of people interested in what you're going to be coming to Atlantic to talk about. And we'll remind folks again, but you'll be at the Atlantic Public Library on September 12th. That's a Thursday. And you're going to do this twice, 2 p.m. or 6:30 p.m., so we have a choice. So, Kathy, I'm excited about this. Tell us a bit about what you're going to talk about.
Well, you know, when the Downton Abbey program started heading into its last season, my local library called me and said, hey, our patrons want to know how come we haven't done a program on this. And I said, well, I see what I could put together. And in organizing my thoughts for it, I decided to start with a lot of the random questions that I had heard from various people over the preceding months. Things like, your maid wouldn't really help you carry a dead body out of your room in the middle of the night, would they?
Now, for the people who don't know Downton Abbey, yeah, that was one of the things that was in the TV series, is the maid helping carry out a dead body. What else wouldn't she do, or what are other questions?
Well, and of course, there were basic things like, you know, could you marry, if you were downstairs, could you marry somebody in the family upstairs? Or could you do things that might improve your station in life? What kind of opportunities did those people working downstairs really have? And did the folks upstairs care about what happened to the people that worked for them? And so I used those as my starting point in putting together what I feel is a program that will help you understand not only what's going on upstairs, but what kind of an impact that had on the people working downstairs and what their lives were really like.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll answer some of those questions.
Okay. And of course, this Downton Abbey story took place in the late 1800s, moving into the 1900s, and then moving forward, I believe it ended about in the 1920s sort of era. And in England, in I guess we call it a castle. Would you call Downton Abbey a castle or just a big home?
Well, the best way I can think to describe it is by starting with the name of the structure. They referred to it as Downton Abbey because originally a lot of country estates like this particular one were sometimes repurposed buildings that had been expanded onto. And the idea with Downton Abbey was that the original structure had been just that, an abbey that had been then co-opted into a large country estate home. In reality, it is Highclere Castle. So technically, you could say it is a castle, but traditionally, we tend to think of castles as being defensive structures designed to repel invaders.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had never thought of it, Kathy, about, yes, the name is Downton Abbey. So what relationship does it have to an abbey? Never entered my mind. Duh. So already.
A lot of Americans don't think about those sorts of things because we generally don't have an understanding of English architecture.
You know, one of the things that I liked about the program, and I assume that's one of the reasons other people thought it was interesting, in addition to all the kind of soap opera things that happened to people's lives there, is that they followed history. I mean, it was really kind of a history lesson.
Well, we would like to think that it is. Unfortunately, if they really stayed true to history, the majority of American viewers in general, would find it incredibly boring, and after the first episode,
yes,
they wouldn't come back.
Of course. Of course.
So while it is based loosely around historic facts, for example, because it does begin right before World War I, you know, we have one season that focuses on using Downton Abbey as a hospital. And in actuality, the occupants of Highclere Castle did post recuperating soldiers during and after the war. So there are things like that that are very accurate, but there is a lot of Hollywood license.
Sure.
Taken, for lack of a better term.
Sure. So how did you find all of this information? You obviously have been doing lots of research.
Well, I have to admit that the first thing I did was binge watch Downton Abbey.
Sure.
Because I had not watched it when it first started.
Oh my goodness!
I know. As a historian, I have a love-hate relationship with historical fiction. And I find that, especially with time periods that are of particular interest to me, I tend to sit there and pick apart everything they're doing wrong. So I oftentimes will avoid watching them. And in this particular case, binge watching was incredibly helpful because I got caught up in the story and quit looking at what they were doing wrong. But in the bigger picture, my specialty is 18th and 19th century British American social history. And so I'm very much interested in the things that people do, how they live, what they wear, what they eat, how they interact, what they do for a living, where they go to church. And so I had already accumulated a lot of that information through my regular research and studies over the years. And so for this particular program, it was really a case of focusing on those relationships between the upstairs and the downstairs in a way that I had not done so before.
Okay, good. Well, and that fiction part, I guess, but it's really life too, is the relationship of all of the people. I mean, if you don't get people involved in their lives, why, you know, it does become, for most of us, those historical facts are not very interesting. But when you put people into the picture and how it affects their lives, that's a whole big story. So you
well,
now,
that's where I think that schools have done us a huge disservice over the years. I think we would still have people, well, let me rephrase that. We would have a lot more people much more interested in history if instead of teaching about the rich and famous, you know, generals and presidents and kings and queens and military battles and who won what election, if they would focus instead on the stories about the people, the everyday people, the people who actually are responsible for creating the world in which we live, I think we would have a much greater interest in history.
Absolutely agree with you. And there's so much there to learn. So were you interested in history as a child?
I have been interested in some form of history for as long as I can remember. When I was a kid, I was into archaeology. And in fact, I was an archaeologist for a number of years before I switched careers. And I chalk up my interest in both subjects to my parents and my grandparents, who told wonderful stories, who took us to historic sites, who taught us the importance of knowing where we came from and the fact that we were part of something bigger than ourselves.
Good.
And it's
background.
Just kind of snowballed.
Yes, that's very good. You've just kept on sharing it with lots of us in a lot of different ways. And I know you've been to the Atlantic Public Library and many other places previously, but we need to remind people now that you're going to be in Atlantic. And by the way, we haven't mentioned that there is a Downton Abbey movie coming out very soon. So you're right on top of it here. So, Kathy, you'll be at the Atlantic Public Library on Thursday, September 12th. And I understand you're doing two programs, the same program, right? But two times.
Well, it is the same program. However, they are not going to hold it at the library.
Oh, that's right. Thanks.
They're going to, Yes, they're going to be doing it at the retirement community
Heritage House. Yes, thanks so much for reminding
me. Heritage House, that's it.
Because of things going on at the library. So Heritage House, Thursday, September 12th, 2 or 6:30 p.m. Go to Heritage House, hear Kathy Wilson, and lots more information about Downton Abbey. We want to thank you very much, Kathy Wilson, for visiting with us, and we'll see you on September 12th.
Terrific. Thanks so much, LaVon.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm.